This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Humanity is in a very dangerous position right now. Powerful corporations using military-grade psychological warfare programs are rolling out a biomedical tyranny worldwide. A world ID, a cashless society, a social credit score, a universal basic income, where every facet of your life is tracked, surveilled, and controlled. If you think the censorship and the surveillance you've seen so far by the deep state and big tech was bad, that is just the opening salvo of their attack. Humanity and all of our hard-fought liberties and freedoms and all of our safeguards are literally on the edge of a cliff. But without InfoWars on the air, the general public is not going to be aware of the enemy operations. We didn't just tell you about this whole poison shot rollout first 3 years ago on record. We're also telling you what's coming next. We track the enemy. They're preparing new bioweapon releases and new poison mRNA Frankenshots. Ladies and gentlemen, my family, your family, is at the edge of a cliff. Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, the UN, the WHO is literally pushing us over into that cashless society hell grid, into that biomedical tyranny that will be even worse than what you see in communist China that is the current main laboratory of this control. We have to first recognize there is a cliff. We have to recognize that millions of people have been forced into these deadly shots and pushed over the cliff and died. Tens of millions more are sick and dying from these poison shots. Every one of you watching knows someone who took the shot and died or who became deathly ill. And their own documents show they know this is deadly. And what do? They push and push and push and say, well, it's up to you, but we'll take your rights and freedoms away if you don't take it. Stand up to the tyrants and think they own your body, that they own my body. And spread the word and share the articles and the videos like your life depends on it from InfoWars.com, because it does. Mark Twain, one of America's greatest writers and satirists and minds, famously said more than 150 years ago, rumors of his demise had been greatly exaggerated. Because the newspapers kept saying he died decades before he did die. And it's the same psyop today. InfoWars is more influential and more powerful than ever because of your support and because of the facts that what we've covered is coming true. But if they can convince you we've been shut down, if they can convince you that we're going away, and you stop supporting, you stop spreading the word, then they do win. Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one group of people that can shut down InfoWars, and that's you, the viewers and listeners. If you decide we're done, we're done. If you decide to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get supplements and books and films and t-shirts and so much more, we will stay on the air indefinitely. It is all in your hands. So thanks for your support. Stand up against the globalists. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and keep us on air. It's up to you.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
It's hour number two.
InfoWars.com.
Hour number two kicks off now. This is life-saving information, ladies and gentlemen. Please understand you are Paul Revere. I know you know that. I want it to burn into your brain. If you tell people to tune into InfoWars.com/float and local stations, it will circumvent the censors, and we will warn humanity, and we will win. Mark Twain, one of America's greatest writers and satirists and minds, famously said more than 150 years ago, rumors of his demise had been greatly exaggerated because the newspapers kept saying he died decades before he did die. And it's the same psyop today. InfoWars is more influential and more powerful than ever because of your support and because of the facts that we've covered is coming true. But if they can convince you we've been shut down, if they can convince you that we're going away, and you stop supporting, you stop spreading the word, then they do win. Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one group of people that can shut down InfoWars, and that's you, the viewers and listeners. If you decide we're done, we're done. If you decide to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get supplements and books and films and t-shirts and so much more, we will stay on the air indefinitely. It is all in your hands. So thanks for your support. Stand up against the globalists. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and keep us on air. It's up to you.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, I don't normally do this one segment after the last, play the same clips, but I'm going to do it right now. I want to now analyze these clips by starting and stopping them. Three clips that tell you everything you need to know about the globalist. We have the CDC yesterday releasing documents via FOIA lawsuits that they've been battling in federal court for over a year and a half. That they'd done rat studies with the shots, as I told you. We knew they'd done the studies, even though they hadn't admitted it. We went and found them. Rob Dew actually found them over 2 years ago. Run by Fauci at the University of Texas with a bunch of other universities involved, but UT ran it, as a national initiative of President Obama. Giving rats these shots that created spike protein that destroyed their hearts, their lungs, their brains, their cardiovascular systems, you name it, and attacked their fertility, killed the rats on average, cutting half of their lifespan off. Many others died. It was all averaged together, though, that it cut their lifespan in half. This is a slow kill weapon. It's a soft kill weapon, a silent weapon for quiet wars. Read the Pentagon document on that to understand what I'm talking about. And this is the eugenicists. This is the death cult. They don't want to just euthanize mentally ill people or old folks. They want to kill babies in the womb. They want to euthanize babies after they're born. All this is being promoted. All this is being pushed. And so that's how all these great scientists that have worked at the highest levels of government and industry, like Dr. Michael Yeadon, the head scientist at Pfizer, vice president of the company, came out in early and mid and late 2000 and said, this will cause heart attacks, this will cause myocarditis, this will cause it all. And there is an hour and a half Dr. Michael Yeadon interview that I'm going to show you here in a moment, parts of, that I'm going to have posted in full under the live show feed today so that you can find it and you can watch it. We're going to air a boil down of this coming up here in just a little bit. He talks about it being a deliberate depopulation weapon, confirming they premeditatedly knew what was going to happen, then censored and blocked people warning once it started happening, and blocked therapeutics. This is the greatest premeditated mass murder operation of history until you realize 5G does a lot of the same things as well. That's slowly cooking us now. But go back to that Dr. Michael Yeadon article, the one before this one. I want to read that headline. Former Pfizer VP Mike Yeadon declares COVID vaccines are toxic by design. They're weapons to reduce global population. We really just should air the entire hour and a half. That's the former chief scientist and the head of their worldwide vaccine program. We have a new Harvard study out proving it causes massive cardiovascular problems. It is a fact. And then Neil deGrasse Tyson, who's really just a talking head, well-spoken BS artist, gets up there on a major podcast, and the host, who I've been interviewed before, really took him to task, and blew him away. And Tyson lied and said, if you take the shot, you can't spread it, and you're protected. Oh, but some are protected because of new strains. No, it never worked with any of it. It's garbage. It's all lies. And it deactivates your killer T's, the white blood cells. It doesn't kill them like HIV does. It turns them off. And they've been doing studies now for 2 years, and they haven't turned back on. So it may be indefinitely. So they're calling it VAIDS, vaccine AIDS, vaccine autoimmune deficiency disorder. That's in major papers. That's what it's called by top scientists, VAIDS. We first started calling it VAIDS with scientists we had on 2 years ago. VAIDS, VAIDS. Now, think about the people that raise taxes on the poorest Americans, even though they don't pay 6-7% of the income tax, just to hurt them. Think about a government that allows fentanyl to be shipped in just to hurt you. A government trying to break up the family just to hurt you. With Dr. Gottlieb, the former FDA commissioner, was also the head of Pfizer. And now it's come out in emails 3 days ago via these lawsuits by the attorney generals that he's in there with Facebook and Twitter telling them to censor prominent scientists and doctors exposing his operation. They knew because they tested it. Obama created a weapon to call it a vaccine. Claimed it came out of China. Released it on the public. There was major scandals at UT and North Carolina Chapel Hill in 2014-15 when scientists went, you've created a gain-of-function SARS virus, COVID virus. What have you done? What if this gets out? And remember, they put out the weak one. Oh, it's real. It's a new life form. It's a chimera. It's five different viruses. They've got versions thousands of times more powerful that kill 80% of humanized mouse-human clones. Yes, mice that are part human, to make them even closer to humans. Mice are already very close, while they mainly study on them. I know you already know that. So here's Neil deGrasse Tyson, criminally in my view, because this isn't Rachel Maddow reading off a teleprompter 2 years ago, because it turned out Pfizer spent on her show alone almost $2 million that year. Let me tell you that again. Look it up. MSNBC was paid millions. The Rachel Maddow show received in just a three-month period several hundred thousand dollars that she was then directly paid. So she was paid hundreds of thousands of dollars herself. MSNBC was paid millions on her show alone to tell you you cannot get sick if you have the shot and you cannot spread it to people. And that was 6 months in when they knew it was a lie. That's criminal in my view, but not as criminal as Neil deGrasse Tyson up there trying to tell you this is safe. And he goes on, they push it for children. Here it is.
An abortion, get an abortion. If I want to get the vaccine, I get to choose. So you can't force, if I can't force you to get an abortion, you shouldn't be able to force
me to get
that.
Because it's not about you. It's about people you interact with. And that's the social contract of public
health. We don't even know if the vaccine worked or not at the time.
Yes, that's what the trials are. Dude, that's why these trials, are you missing data out
but,
there?
But let me ask you a question. Are we saying only one type of scientists are right?
No, we're saying that the system in place.
The 16,000.
Hold on, pause. No. Back it up 10 seconds. He waves his arm around and goes, dude, the science, the data, abracadabra, hocus pocus, open sesame, Shazam, ooga booga. Does a little dance up there. The science, the data, the studies, the review boards. I'm going to play you a review board head of the third panel they had to impanel because the other ones wouldn't do it and resigned, telling you that they don't know what it'll do, which is a lie itself because they damn well did. Maybe they got board members that were idiots and didn't look at the literature, but I was able to figure it out before they launched it a year before. Because I got on the phone and went, doot, 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 and called up top scientists and spent days and weeks reading the documents. Oh, but he just waves his arm. Data. Science. Oh, I am the great science. I am science. It's all Fauci-esque crap. Continue.
Or not at the time.
Yes, that's what the trials are. Dude, that's why these trials. Are you missing data out
but,
there?
But let me ask you a question. Are we saying only one type of scientists are right?
No, we're saying that the system in place.
The 16,000 that signed that.
No. The system in place to test.
Pause again. Yeah. Back in 5 seconds.
the system in place that already has major problems and approved things like Vioxx that killed probably a million people in the U.S. alone. They admit 500,000. They knew it caused heart attacks. That system at least made them test it, but they did fake trials for 2 years and covered up what it did. This was no public testing because they'd already tested it and knew what it did. Even worse. See? That's why top scientists like Edon, the former head of Pfizer's entire biomedical operation, said it is deliberate. It is on purpose. Edon said he didn't believe in God or the devil until this. Now he does. It's evil beyond evil. Pregnant women, six-month-old babies. Researchers. Fast-track coronavirus vaccine by skipping key animal testing first, because they already did it. Finish up. But let's just go to break and come back with Tyson. I got to finish up with him. Man, I mean, if this doesn't piss you off, I've had friends and family die that took the damn shot. I know countless people. There's a person that works in this office, and I'm just going to leave it at that. When I come back, and I'm going to tell you what happened when their boyfriend took the shot. Oh, yeah. Wait till you hear this. We'll be right back.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Subjecting you to Niels deGrasse Tyson lying to you, but this is criminal. He knows damn well that the shots never protected you. He knows damn well they're hurting people. It's all public now. Been public. I know he's been challenged on a lot of other shows, so I've seen it with the evidence. He waves his arms around and says, well, you can believe whatever you want, but the scientists and the system and the background and the boards and the regulators, this is tested, this is safe, and if you take it, you won't infect others. That way they can say you have no bodily autonomy. But we now know it's those taking the shot that are more apt to get it, to spread it, to get sick, to get it, to spread it, to get sick, to be hospitalized, and die. Whether you're in Australia, New Zealand, Europe, the UK, Canada, the US, Singapore, Israel, Morocco, everywhere they got the shots, they got the 13% on average death increase. You hear that? 13% increase of the death rate year after year. And that was last year's numbers. And the year before, it's going straight up. The graph, the numbers we get are always about a month behind. So the graph's just straight up at the end of 2022. I mean, they are murdering us, boy. Woo! Got the insurance company, numbers, everything. But there's Tyson waving his arms. No facts, no statistics, no documents. Like, I just show you documents and show you where they're from and show you the studies. Yeah, Natural News calls him the Bill Cosby of science. Here he is.
Oh, your own body. Your own body.
If you want to get an abortion, get an abortion. If I want to get the vaccine, I get to choose. So you can't force. If I can't force you to get an abortion, you shouldn't be able to force
me to get
that.
Because it's not about you. It's about people you interact with. And that's the social contract of public health.
We don't even know if the vaccine worked or not at the time.
Yes, that's what the trials are. Dude, that's why these trials. What, are you missing data out
there? But let me ask you a question. Are we saying only one type of scientists are right?
No, we're saying that the system in place.
The 16,000 that signed that.
No. The system in place to test vaccines.
Yeah.
There's an entire system that's in place.
System. Science. Magic words. No, the system's run by eugenicist populations at the top who are on record saying they want to kill us, but now they want us to take a shot to live longer, and now they've tested the rest of the system to see how many doctors and scientists and medical systems will go along with the mass killing. This was a giant test, Mr. Tyson, to see who's on board with the New World Order and who isn't. And so we know you're on board, buddy. Continue.
That with review boards and all of this, that's in place. Now you can say what you can say is, I have a better idea than all these review boards and all these agencies and the CDC. I have a better idea. Here's what you should do, and that would have made everything better. Okay, you can put forth that idea.
You can put forth that idea, but see, he says it's not true. Even though they had to resign 3 FDA head boards. And finally, out of those 3 boards they had resigned, they got enough people out of those that had voted for booster shots and giving it to children and babies and all this crap. We're the only country in the world gives it to 6-month-olds. We're the only ones giving it to pregnant women. They banned these shots in 3 European countries already. But he sits there hoping you don't know that, hoping you don't look it up. In fact, I want to ask listeners and viewers. I know a lot of folks take parts of the show and they augment them and add clips and research what I say and find out it's true. I got a crew here can do it too, but we should take Neil deGrasse Tyson clip and clips of what I've said in the last 30 minutes and edit together with clips of newscasts even admitting what I'm saying and the documents. And show the countries that have banned the shots and show the headlines to show just how evil this guy is. And there's a whole bunch of people like him. The late night talk show hosts are all given a script. They all put out the exact same script as Fauci. Whatever he says, they go say word for word. Stephen Colbert, all of them, man. This is evil. To convince gullible people to give their kids, their babies, these damn shots. Continue.
Review boards and all these agencies and the CDC. I have a better idea. Here's what you should do. And that would have made everything better. Okay, You can put forth that idea. But what I'm saying is, in a case where you can contaminate someone else, it's not about you. It's about the collective
health. You're assuming.
Health.
You're assuming. You're
by extension of that idea, you can never be allowed to live because you might kill somebody or you might be in a car wreck. And that's the idea. You can't drive a car. It's got to be AI-driven. You can't. We got to give you thousands of shots because you might hurt somebody. This idea is them taking our bodies over. And it'd be one thing if what they had really worked. I still wouldn't want them to be in control. But it doesn't even work the way they say because it's a giant fraud. Continue.
It's about the collective
You're assuming.
Health.
You're assuming. You're assuming because somebody can
take
the vaccine.
Just everything he says is key. It's about the collective health. Oh, we're in a collective, like Yuval Harari said when we played yesterday. Oh, the government's got to take your body over. We got to make you do this. Continue.
Won't get COVID, which, by the way, I don't need to play the clips for you to see it, where everybody said, hey, if you get it, you're not going to get, if you take the vaccine, you're not going to get it. Rachel Maddow, Joe Biden, I can give you Fauci, I can give you fit. And you've seen these clips before. It's not like you've never seen it before.
Yeah, what happened?
They were wrong.
Hold on. So, the strain evolved.
You're the smartest guy in the world. You're pretty dumb sometimes.
Notice how he sits there and thinks for a minute. Play that last 10 seconds again. He's like, wait. What's my talking point? The new strains. The first strain, it didn't work on. It made it worse. And erased your immune system and caused viral mutations. They admit that are now killing people. The death chart is off the hook right now from mutated viruses and the poison shots and all the rest of it. Play that last part again.
If you get it, you're not going to get, if you take the vaccine, you're not going to get it. Rachel Maddow, Joe Biden, I can give you Fauci, I can give you fit. And you've seen these clips before. It's not like you've never seen it before.
Yeah, what happened?
They were wrong.
Hold on. So, the strain evolved.
I mean, I could teach a college course on this minute and a half, just like the Harari clip. I mean, these guys tell you everything while they're talking. He knows damn well what he's doing. Shame on you, you monstrous pig. Unbelievable. Him, Fauci. I add him to the list up there with Fauci now. I want to find out how much money Neil deGrasse Tyson was paid. And we have Nuremberg 2 trials. I want him up there just as guilty as a Nazi jail guard. I want to see him on trial for crimes against humanity. Because if he took money from them, and he now knows it's a lie, and he's part of this, he's a little Dr. Mengele, isn't he? Well, he reaches a lot of people. He's a big Dr. Mengele. Start thinking about these people for what they really are, monsters. Oh, let's hear from one of those boards. Tyson, this is the third round of board members. Dr. Eric Rubin, I said months earlier, it was actually that day they voted. It was moments before he voted to approve the Pfizer mRNA shots for children. He says, we've never going to learn about how safe the vaccine is unless we start giving it. That's just the way it goes. Here it is.
Never going to learn about how safe the vaccine is unless we start giving it. Yeah, that's just the way it goes. That's how we found out about rare complications of other vaccines, like the rotavirus vaccine. And I do think that we are going to, I do think we should vote to approve it.
And they approved the rotavirus and it killed a bunch of people, so they pulled it. Here's Maddow.
Right, instead of the virus being able to hop from person to person to person, potentially mutating and becoming more virulent and drug resistant along the way. Now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person. A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus. The virus does not infect them. The virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere else. It cannot use a vaccinated person as a host to go get more people. That means the vaccines will get us to the end of this.
InfoWars is winning. InfoWars is reaching more people than ever. We were supposed to be off the air months and months and months ago. Mainstream media told you, but it's not true. They told you we were going to be shut down. They told you we owed $1.5 billion. None of that's true. It's all being appealed. They want you to think InfoWars is dead. But if you simply stand up and support InfoWars, we've got years and years of appeals, and we will not be taken off the air. But if they can convince you that we've been shut down, they're going to win. Don't let the globalists psyop you and your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible products, supplements, books, films, t-shirts, you name it, that fund the InfoWar and empower your life, and let the globalists know their psyop has not worked. Thanks for keeping us on air. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today, because the only people that can take us off the air is you, the viewers and listeners. The majority of you have not been psyoped, but some of you have. Do not let the globalists brainwash you. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to keep us on the air.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Well, I was summoned from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac.
He was dressed like
1950. Half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, it's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like to ride?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
In the front seat, he turned on the radio. And them sad old songs coming out of them speakers were solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white there when he asked me for a light. And I knew there was something strange about this ride.
He said,
Hester, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you mourn the blues? Can you bend down guitar strings? I said, boy, can you make folks feel what? let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride.
Welcome back, folks. Remember, the enemies of freedom are working around the clock to make sure this information, this life-saving information, doesn't get out there. And I know you don't want to be heroes, but you are when you spread the word. And I just want to ask you to do it even more. Now, I'm going to play a short clip of Dr. Michael Yudon. We're going to play more of it in the next hour. This has not gone out yet other than on a show he just did a few days ago. It's gotten almost no attention. I'm the full thing posted to Band.Video. We're having it posted to the front page under the live show feed of Infowars.com. And we're going to take a 10-minute boil down that Rob Dews put together and post that must-see information at Band.Video here in the next hour. So we're going to be looking at that in just a moment and playing two powerful clips, one of him and one of Riza Islam. Say what you want about Riza Islam. He's been in studio. Everything he says on this subject is dead on. He's done his research. And if you'll simply listen to this two-minute clip of Riza Islam and go research what he's saying, you'll find the whole rabbit hole, and then you'll go all the way to the bottom. We'll get to that in a moment. But remember, how are we funding this to stay on air? With a win-win situation. By you getting great products that empower your body, your health, your immune system, your libido, your stamina, your energy, and keeping us on air to fight the new world order. DNA Force Plus and Vitamin Mineral Fusion are now back at regular cost because they're about to sell out. But we have other amazing products that are back in stock, like our strongest sleep aid, down and out with a very powerful good dose of melatonin and then a valerian root and a bunch of other key natural ingredients for deep, restful, powerful sleep. And that's so good for your whole body as well. A lot of good restful sleep, a lot of good clean water, a lot of vegetables, a lot of good healthy red meat and fish, and, of course, supplementing with all the vitamins and other key nutrients. And then, speaking of that, Real Red Pill Plus sold out for over 2 years, now back a limited run, despite the fact it's selling out the next week or two. We got it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Go research the ingredients in it. It would take an hour to go over it. But believe me, you want to look at this. This is proprietary. This is very, very special. It's a clone of what a big medical clinic sells for like $100 a bottle. We sold it for way less than that. And we went and just made it stronger with a major manufacturer. So this is what they give people for longevity, to be healthy. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. And then we sold out of the HGH Max. Hopefully get some of that soon. It's just a clone of a national bestseller. We're allowed to private label. Same thing with 1776 Testosterone Boost. All the key compounds to take your available testosterone and get it into your cells. And it's great for women as well, particularly for men. Testosterone Boost, energy, libido, stamina, clarity. 1776 Testosterone Boost. I'm on it right now. InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. And then Pain MD. I've taken it. The crew loves it. My family loves it. It works so good with natural ingredients. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Pain MD. Real Red Pill Plus. Down and Out Sleep Aid. All available now at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay. I spent a lot of time on Neil deGrasse Tyson and the rest of it because he's bald-faced lying. There's lots of other sickening clips of it, but I'm not going to play those right now. I want to play you a clip of Dr. Michael Yudon. The full video has been posted on InfoWars.com, where he lays out as the former chief scientist at Pfizer, who just quit 3 years ago, that it's deliberate poisoning, deliberate weapon for depopulation. Here it is.
So the design of them, I would say it was toxic by design. It was always going to harm people. Unlike a classical vaccine, which is usually a killed piece or killed preparation of the infective organism in a little bit of oil or alum, something like that. That's a unit dose, so you know how much you're injecting to each person. With these vaccines, we're giving a unit dose of code. Now, that code could be taken up well, copied into protein very efficiently, and might do so for a long time in one person. In another person, it might be taken up badly, copied inefficiently, and only briefly. So what I'm saying, and I'm absolutely certain about this, as a pharmacologist and a toxicologist, is by choosing this design, the range of outcomes is probably 1,000 times worse than it would be for a conventional vaccine because, you know, the actual amount of protein produced will vary by orders of magnitude more. It will. And I thought that was the explanation for why it is that many people had no side effects whatsoever, and others appeared to die. You know, people would say, how could that possibly be true? And I've just explained it, that with an encoded vaccine, an unlucky individual might take up large quantities of it in their heart, in the coronary vessels, or in the cerebral veins in their head, and produce lots of spike protein for a long time. And those people might get myocarditis or cerebral vein sinus thrombosis and die. And someone else, it might be spread around the body in a sort of less dangerous place and not make so much spike protein. I thought that was an adequate explanation. But I don't think that.
We're going to play more of it coming up in the next hour. He says specifically it is a depopulation plan. But let's actually hear from the U.S. government declassified documents in the 70s and 80s. That's the latest stuff that's been declassified. You can see it all in swing now with Memorandum 200 and others. Here's Reza Islam bringing it down.
I mean, that's been floating around. Some folks say it's rumor. Some folks say it's fake.
Ooh, okay.
What's your argument on that?
Well, I'll say this. See, this is the beauty when we deal with actual facts.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go straight to the United States government policy. You have what's called the National Security Study Memorandum 200, also known as NSSM 200, which was authorized, written under Dr. Henry Kissinger, who was the 32nd Secretary of State under President Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. Pardon me. Documentation. Now, this is all we go straight to what the U.S. government has stated.
Mm-hmm.
He stated, quote, depopulation should be the highest priority of U.S. foreign policy towards the third world, end quote. They literally stated in this documentation that we need to get rid of 2 to 3 billion people on planet Earth. Outside of that, you have something called Global 2000, which was also authorized under Jimmy Carter, outlining how food can be used as a weapon. Outside of that, you have someone by the name of Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was a former advisor to President Jimmy Carter, who stated, quote, in earlier times, it was easier to control 1 million people than to physically kill 1 million people. He said, but now it is infinitely easier to kill 1 million people than it is to control, end quote. So what you're dealing with is the food, the air, the water, reproductive services, Planned Parenthood, and all these different arenas are being used to go towards an effort of getting rid of human beings, black, white, and all in between, by the billions, by a government-sponsored, pharmaceutically-sponsored conspiracy. Now, a conspiracy is when two or more groups, people, or organizations come together to do something that is evil and or wicked. Conspiracy is a real thing. Conspiracy theory is when you're not sure of what is happening. That's a theory. We're dealing with conspiracy fact, conspiracy documentation, conspiracy organized calculated schemes that are being conducted by people on high. And guess what? Again, they're coming after black and white folks. And all in between, black folks are number one. Don't ever get it twisted. We are the number one target. But at this point, they are looking at the reality that people are waking up too fast. They didn't expect us to wake up too fast, hence social media being a problem, a gift and a curse. You see what I'm saying? So now that we're waking up so quickly, they didn't expect the masses of humanity to rise up, wake up, become aware of what this government's agenda is. And because of that, now they're trying to figure out exactly how to get rid of people.
In the last 150 years, the British royalty, the Rockefellers and others recruited most of the scientific elite to set up this eugenics planet, and now we're living in the operational phase of it. All right, I'm going to shift gears into a bunch of other huge news and a special guest in the studio coming up. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
So we just broke down how they're killing us, and the government documents that prove it, from the past and the present. Zelensky was introduced by Sean Penn, the dumbest person I've ever met, who wasn't legally registered as retarded, was there introducing him to the Golden Globes, and Zelensky said, don't worry, there's not going to be World War III, even though all the experts, even Henry Kissinger says, needs to stop, there's a very good chance of it, so does the Pope, but again, we have to listen to the puppet, Zelensky.
Ladies and gentlemen, dear participants of the 80th Golden Globe Award ceremony, the award was won at a special time. The Second World War wasn't over yet, but the tide was turned. All knew who would win. There were still battles and tears ahead. It was then when the Golden Globe Award appeared to honor best performers of 1943. It is now 2023. The war in Ukraine is not over yet, but the tide is turning, and it is already clear who will win. There were still battles and tears ahead, but now I can definitely tell you who was the best in the previous year. It was you, the free people of the free world, those who united around the support of the free Ukrainian people in our common struggle for freedom, democracy, for the right to live, to love, to give birth, no matter who you are, no matter where you are from, no matter who you are with. The struggle for the right of the new generations to know about the war only from movies. The First World War claimed millions of lives. The Second World War claimed tens of millions of them. There will be no Third World War. It is not a trilogy. Ukraine will stop the Russian aggression on our land. We will make it together with a whole free world. And I hope that all of you will be with us on the victorious day, the day of our victory. Slava Ukraini.
So, 9 years ago, the U.S. government publicly overthrew the Ukrainian government. It's been in a proxy war with the Russians since then. The Russians were losing, so they sent in more troops, and now they're escalating again. This is absolutely dangerous. Every major analyst admits we're in the greatest danger of nuclear war ever, but he just told you everything is fine as heavier and heavier weapons are sent into the region. And as Russia goes from partial mobilization, from their, quote, police action, their special police action, to full mobilization and martial law. Meanwhile, they're already been under martial law in Ukraine. He's banned all the opposition parties, banned the Orthodox Church, the oldest church that founded the country. He's taking the homes and property of the members of the Orthodox Church. The oldest church on earth is the Orthodox Church. And that's just what they're doing. And they think it's funny and they think it's cute. And they're putting people in forced labor camps that are against the war. But I am here to give you freedom for your future generations. We fight for freedom and people's individual freedom. Even though I put you in death camp and you say you don't like me. Oh, yes. So, there we go. But where is he traveling soon? Oh, to Davos, Switzerland. The secret list was released 2 days ago. And he's going to be there as the keynote speaker, along with the head of NATO. And Russia has properly said that they are officially at war with NATO. And this is the beginning of what can become a new Third World War. But that's okay. Zelensky tries to reassure Hollywood A-listers at Golden Globes there will be no Third World War. Maybe just end of the world? Who else is going to the Davos group? Whitmer, who staged the FBI plot against herself to speak at World Economic Forum annual meeting in Davos. What a nice lady. And who else? The real president, the real prime minister of Canada, Christina Freeland, who's also Ukrainian, to attend WEF annual meeting in Davos, the direct minion of Klaus Schwab. You will own nothing, you will have nothing, you will like it, you will eat some bugs. Here's Klaus Schwab with his bust at his office of V.I. Lenin. What a nice person. Very, very, very nice people. The full list and more is at Infowars.com. Just reminding you that all of that is happening, and she's the architect of banning free speech and banning protest and putting people with no charges for months and months in jail for being peaceful at a protest. And, of course, Trudeau says he admires China's basic dictatorship. This is what you are when you are good. You for dictatorship when you for freedom. You overthrow Ukrainian government when you are for freedom. Then you attack Russians. Then they fight back. Then you stop giant war. Remember, Sean Penn was on TV a month ago calling for nuclear weapons to be preemptively used. So is Zelensky. And he shot missiles into Poland in a false flag. But that's okay because Hollywood likes him and Rob Reiner likes him. So it's good, no? It's good for this to be going on. And if you try to criticize it as an American, you get censored, you get blocked, and U.S. intelligence agencies, hijacked by the globalists, are running it. New article out. Former top CIA analyst condemns FBI for censorship and misinformation. John McCarthy would have loved to have this kind of control, says Martin Gurry, author of the seminal 2008 book, The Revolt of the Public, about government influence over Twitter. And then it lays out all the facts of what's going on. This is a government psyop. This is an information war, and it's all illegal as Hades. But again, it's okay because Zelensky dresses like a girl and does gay videos. So it's like, he gay. He does gay videos. Well, then we need nuclear war. He gay? Tim Cook runs slave camps, 3 million slaves in China. Tim Cook gay. It's okay. Hey, they're having drag shows and get naked in front of children. It's gay, though. It's okay. They cut the little boy's testicles off and give them hormones. It's okay. It's gay. It's okay. It's okay for us to do this, my good little friends. It's so nice for us to do this to you. It's for your own good. Do not criticize me or I put you in slave labor camp. Oh, it's so good for you. So nice for you. Good for you, too. Let's continue with the pervert stack. Harvard offering course about LGBT healthcare for infants, and we played high-level Health and Human Services officials, including the deputy head, the admiral, the first woman four-star admiral wearing an admiral Star Trek outfit. That's when Klaus Schwab's not wearing Star Trek outfits. They are total cult of whacked-out lunatics running around stealing luggage, you name it. And now Harvard is saying that they can tell when babies are gay at birth. Look, this one gay. Now state take over. Make sure baby gay. Make sure pee-pee get cut off. Also liberal. We cut pee-pee off. Oh, liberal. What, you know, cut that pee-pee off? You racist. Oh, we cut pee-pee off. I'm not even joking about this. That's what Zelensky said a month ago. He goes, our main goal will be transgenderism for our children once we have unified and freed Ukraine. Then they call it Putin-esque propaganda whenever he says Russia's fighting so they don't chop our boys' balls off. Harvard offering course about LGBTQ healthcare for infants. In fact, it was his deputy. I forget her name. We played it about a month ago. It was Health and Human Services program director. What was the headline? Health and Human Services official says they can tell if children are gay at birth. And she says that on the tape. And the head of the National Arts Foundation in Spain said 3 months ago, pedophilia is good, and we should teach that pedophilia is good. Children like pedophilia. Really a nice group of people. I go on for hours listening to it, but let's just continue here. Grotesque. New Batman story features the Joker becoming pregnant and giving birth to a handsome mud ball baby. So the baby's an abomination. Joker has the baby out of his rear end, and that's what Hollywood thinks of your babies. It's what they think of you. New Batman features the Joker becoming pregnant, giving birth to a handsome mud monster. State Department announces $1.5 million in funding to empower LGBTQI movements and communities. And, of course, we have Miss Universe local winner in America, a big fat man, versus Miss Universe in Russia. They say that's a woman to degrade women and take women's spaces and then criticize women if they use their power and their beauty of the goddess and say that this is the goddess, a fat, disgusting creature. I mean, this is all a sick joke to see what they can get us to go for. I think I'm going to go for this all day long. What about you? Oh, no, there's a few more of the little friends. Let me give them control of your nukes. Yes, the admiral and his girlfriend. Look at all the admiral, so powerful. Oh, yes. Mars unveils limited edition all-female M&M's bag featuring lesbians and fat-positive candy. So they're saying women are only lesbians and fat women, and it's good and celebrated. Your identity isn't a mother. Your identity isn't a scientist. Your identity is fat people and lesbians. And I'm not even against lesbians. I'm just saying, it's like you're not everything women are. And when lesbian writers in Europe write a book about that, they get arrested. Say, no, you got to be a woman to be a lesbian. Big fat man says, no, I woman. I coming to you. So here's the MI6 flying the rainbow flags over it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.